Long before the world had ever heard of COVID-19, the Cherokee language was in trouble. Last year, the three tribes in the U.S. declared a state of emergency because there are now so few fluent speakers. That includes the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians in western North Carolina. BPR has more on how the pandemic has impacted the teaching of the language. The new Gadua Academy started in 2004 to teach a new generation of fluent Cherokee speakers. Like other schools, the pandemic caused educators to go to virtual instruction.
I did not anticipate that we would still be remote this far into the school year.
That's Crystal Carpenter. She's principal of the elementary school department at the new Gadua Academy. Students have been learning virtually since March. She says it's been challenging.
I think that the elementary teacher in me says that there has to be something that we take out of this and learn from it.
Many parents at the school have stepped up, says Carpenter.
I think that there are parents that I am very proud of that have taken that extra step to reach out to us and ask for those translations and ask, how do I say this and how do I help them with this? And I think that parents working on their own language have been a happy result from that.
The school is innovating to teach the Cherokee language, as it's harder to learn without in-person facial expressions. It started a virtual lunch hour so that students could casually chat in Cherokee.
With students not being here in school physically, they were missing the informal component of the language and just the social interactions with their peers and the staff.
There are fewer than 200 fluent speakers left in the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians.
My Cherokee name is Ayani Dolkstein.
That's Irene Smoker Jackson. She's a fluent speaker and the elementary Cherokee language specialist at Gadua. She's worked at the school for 13 years, translating lessons into Cherokee.
Internet's hard to come by where I live. Before, when you was in a classroom, they could see your facial expression. They could see your mouth movement, how you say words.
Since the pandemic, Smoker Jackson has mainly been sending audio messages back and forth with teachers to translate words.
You're always translating, you know, translating all the time. It's just like translating 24 hours a day. It's just like one word could translate. It could take you a couple hours, you know. You can't just throw it out there just like an English word.
Smoker Jackson grew up in a home where her parents spoke only Cherokee. She's always called her mother for help with translation. But in October, her mother passed away due to COVID-19 at the age of 91.
She left a lot of memory with me and a lot of words with me that's in my heart that I can still carry on.
Her mother was one of the last people in the Snowbird community who only spoke Cherokee. She contracted COVID after being sent home from hospice.
They realized that my mother had it really bad. Her lungs was already filling up with the mucus and fluid was filling up. So she lasted 2 days there.
For Smoker Jackson, COVID-19 has only strengthened her resolve and passion to preserve the Cherokee language.
The language is dying out because it's taken out our elders, our speakers. That is why it is important that we continue with the schooling and we continue embedding it in the kids that we have now.
The new Gadua Academy hopes to start some in-person classes again on January 11th after waiting to see whether there's another surge of COVID-19 cases after Christmas, like what was seen after Thanksgiving. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.